at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City. We are joined here by David Lehman. He's with the CME Group, and you guys have got some new products you've just launched. Tell me about those.
That's right. One that was really recent is the EU wheat contract. It's a contract that's physically delivered in France on a river leading to the port of Rouen. Launched September 6th, I believe it was, so been trading for just a little over 2 months, and we're really pleased with the early success. We're trading 1,500, 2,000 contracts a day, had a 5,000 contract day on one day already, with good growth and open interest across the curve as well. So that's our newest agricultural product that we're excited about. Also have had some good success with new option contracts that are non-standard, if you will, so weekly options that give you a way to hedge around events like crop reports or weather forecasts or the election or something like that. And then some short-dated new crop options, which are really useful for producers to target hedging during different stages of the growing season for their corn and soybean crops.
And we're still looking at low prices with these commodities. Did this new election spark anything with that?
You know, I don't know that it had much of an impact on the commodity markets. It had a big impact on financial markets, a lot of just uncertainty about what the new policies of the new administration might be. We saw a record day in our total exchange volume at CME Group of 44.5 million contracts. We usually trade about 15 million, so we had three times the normal volume in our markets yesterday following the election. So, you know, that has been we've been very active as that event came and went, and the volatility will likely continue as, you know, the market tries to understand how different policies that affect interest rates and foreign exchange rates might change under the new administration.
Are we going to have to see less acres planted and more exports next year for these prices to go up, or what are we thinking with this?
Yeah, well, you know, the adage in the markets is low prices is the best cure for low prices. So that stimulates demand, and so you hit one of the factors is export growth, and exports are looking pretty good. We're ahead of pace based on USDA expectations. I think farmers are going to have to look at how they can control costs, whether that's maybe reducing the fertilizer usage or some of their input expenses a little bit. And then we'll see. The eyes right now of the U.S. market are really on South America to see what their crop looks like for the coming year. They've just, it's just been planted and starting to emerge, so they're entering a crucial kind of stage of development down there. And we have to just, hope that we can keep the export markets going strong.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I guess it's that in these low price environments, when there are tighter margins, profit margins for producers, it really illustrates the need to hedge and to have a good risk management plan in place. Look for opportunities to, lock in profits when they appear. In June of this year, we had a rally in the markets when there was a little weather uncertainty, and that was an opportunity to get some prices locked in that would provide a better profit. So I think that's the important thing in these lower price environments, is really look at a good, sound risk management plan.
Dave Lehman is with CME Group. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ben. My pleasure.